Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Because of the pandemic, we are actually low on a necessary chemical in our bodies these days. That's why I'm very glad that on this Friday, Marianne has researched some savvy tips regarding healthy hugging. This is very scientific, isn't it, Marianne?
It sure is, Bob. It's all about hugging and cuddling, okay? Those are two things that we're all missing out on a lot, right? Because
yep.
Don't you miss hugging all our friends and kissing and all that stuff? Well, they hug and cuddle you.
Well, you know, you're Cuban, so you hug everybody, the mailman, the garbage man, the Amazon truck driver. But I know I'm low on, I think it's oxytocin, and that's what we need.
Yes. Well, okay. So here's what it is. Experts are, you know, of course, we've read about this. We've talked about this so many times. They say that physical affection reduces stress because it calms our sympathetic nervous system, which is what releases the damaging hormones when we're stressed out. So hugs and cuddles are a really important way to reduce the stress and the anxiety. And okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you about some safe ways to hug during the pandemic, right? Do's and don'ts. Okay, so if you're going to hug somebody, don't hug face to face. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, I've seen that being done where you just kind of look away when you hug.
Right. Yeah. Don't hug cheeks together facing the same direction. That's another tip. Hug facing opposite directions. So, you know, one person's face goes one way, the other one goes the other way. And when it comes to kids, like, let the kids hug you around your knees or your waist. So that's a safe way to hug. And you can kiss your grandchild, like, on the back of the head. I recently was at a party, and one of our friends' dad was there, and it was his birthday, and he's in his 80s, and I just went behind him, and he didn't even know I was coming, and I put my arms around his waist, and I gave him a giant hug, and he said, "Oh my God, that feels so good. Yeah. I haven't been hugged in so long."
Yeah, I'll bet it did. Yeah, he was very excited. I saw that.
Yes, you know who I'm talking about. Uh-huh. But then some people like us have a live-in hugger. Right? You know, it's like your partner or your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really important to cuddle. And the reason that it's really important to cuddle is because it boosts your immune system. It helps you communicate emotions. It lowers your blood pressure. It relieves stress and anxiety. It helps even to relieve pain. And, you know, and it increases the bonding that you have, you know, between each other. But here's the problem. Cuddling a lot of times gets conflated with sex because it does, as you said, it releases oxytocin. And, you know, that's the hormone that promotes bonding. And like sex, cuddling can lower your blood pressure. It can ease your pain. It can increase your life satisfaction. But it doesn't have to be romantic or sexual, you know, like, for example, parents should cuddle with their kids. It's crucial for parent-child cuddling. So the bottom line is don't cuddle only for sex.
Well, it's the first step, though, isn't it?
Well, see, that's the problem, is that relationship experts are saying that a lot of married couples, a lot of times they shortchange themselves by only cuddling before or after sex. And if that's the only time that you cuddle, then a lot of times your partner will pull away because they might not be in the mood and they don't want to give the impression that sex is on the table. So then they miss out on all these other benefits of cuddling.
I put my hand on your shoulder in front of the refrigerator last night after dinner, and you pulled away.
I did?
Yeah, you did. And I
knew you had to go to bed early.
And I really
the whole thing is like, don't cuddle just for sex.
No, I wasn't. I just needed
you're
some.
You're releasing these, you know, and also putting your hand on somebody's What did you say? My head?
The shoulder.
My hand?
Shoulder.
My shoulder?
Yeah.
That's not cuddling.
Well, I just wanted a little bit of oxytocin.
Learn how to do it and when to do it, and you'll be fine.
All right. So the big message to people is during the pandemic, you can relieve stress by hugging, but you have to do it safely.
You have to do it safely and cuddle a lot with your partner, and don't make it always about sex. That's the whole thing. Just, you know, make it about cuddling, because there are so many benefits to cuddling.
All right. I will report to everybody Monday on how this went.
We'll practice this weekend, okay?
Okay. There you go. Thank you, Marianne.
All right.